KD Country 94 weather.
If you're looking for a pre-owned tractor to upgrade your operation, you'll find a wide selection at your local Landmark Implement. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. During the month of February, choose from an 8-month interest waiver or 3.9% fixed rate for up to 60 months on used 6, 7, 8, or 9 series tractors with approved credit. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory or stop by your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast.
A red flag warning remains in effect.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 77. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 44. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, 60. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. When your vehicle has a problem or needs maintenance, Kiever Brothers is your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Whether you need tires, brakes, batteries, belts, hoses, air conditioning, a transmission, engine, or just an oil change, there's only one thing you need to remember. We fix everything. Kiever Brothers Automotive delivers fast, friendly auto repair, and we fix everything. Find us just south of the courthouse in Beloit and online at KieferBrothers.com.
Come south of the tracks to see what all of your friends have been talking about at L&M Liquor and Downtown Downs.
My name is Nyla, and I'm at the L&M Liquor Store for all my beverage needs. Rock and roll and have a good time.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Washington County Sheriff's Department has announced that Benjamin Ben Berger, who went missing from Washington County on February 17th, was found deceased on Thursday, February 22nd. Berger, age 44, was last seen leaving Walmart in Marysville, Kansas, heading east on U.S. Highway 36 around roughly 6:18 p.m. on Saturday, February 17th. According to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, Berger had not been in contact with his family or friends since the afternoon of the 17th. In a statement, the Washington County Sheriff's Office says Berger's death does not appear to be suspicious at this time. The Kansas Highway Patrol took more than $15,000 in cash from Barbara Reese in 1995 during a traffic stop. It took her 24 years, several claims against the government, and legislative outrage to get some of the money back. Reese and others like her were subjected to the state's civil asset forfeiture practice, one widely characterized as in dire need of reform. Civil asset forfeiture allows law enforcement agencies to seize cash and property they suspect was used in a crime. Critics of the practice say loose regulations have led to unjust seizures. In Kansas, police can take the property they believe to be connected to crime before the property owner is charged or convicted, a practice that has led to approximately $25.3 million in cash and property seized by Kansas law enforcement agencies over the past 3.5 years. For certain agencies, this has devolved into a moral hazard where it's gone from being an effective crime-fighting tool to solving the case to now it's becoming a way we can make cash for our organization, said Senator Tom Holland, Democrat, Baldwin City, Thursday during Senate debate. Agencies will need to meet higher standards to keep taking these assets if lawmakers finalize approval of new legislation. Concerned lawmakers have put forward more transparency measures in the form of House Bill 2606 and Senate Bill 458. Both bills would remove the crime of drug possession from the list of offenses subject to forfeiture, shorten the window of time for property to be returned to the owner, require a judge to approve a probable cause affidavit before a forfeiture case could proceed, and allow defendants who recovered more than half of their property to recoup attorney fees and litigation costs. SB 458 also includes a provision allowing defendants the right to demand a jury trial. The proposed changes come after several studies of forfeiture costs. The Kansas legislature in 2018 required the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to report seizures and forfeitures in the state through a public platform. Conservative group Americans for Prosperity, proponents for change, also analyzed the forfeiture cost, and a report found on average law enforcement took $17,000 per day in money and property from Kansans under investigation. Around 62% of seizures had a total value of $5,000 or less. People who were able to recover their seized property took an average of 413 days to get their property back. House lawmakers voted 119-0 to send House Bill 2606 to the Senate, and Senate lawmakers voted 36-2 to send their bill to the House on Thursday. Have a job I'm going to tell you about. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send your application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications can be found on their website, agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30 p.m., with Lenten service to follow at 6:15 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit on Wednesdays. And the next one will be this Wednesday, February 28th, and conclude on Wednesday, March the 20th. Lincoln Management Unit Local Work Group meeting coming up tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. February 27th at the Finch Theater, 122 East Lincoln Avenue in Lincoln, Kansas. Zoom also available. You can RSVP by calling your local county conservation district, 524-4855, extension 3. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KU's got the steal, and the Jayhawks are going to have the win. You can rock. Chuck it up. The Jayhawks win. A Texas-sized beatdown by Kansas.
Well, much more on KU's win coming up in this sportscast, and a look at other college hoops. We'll also look at local sports. We have a state wrestling champion from the area. Substate basketball beginning tonight for 3A and 2A schools. An area athlete has won an American Athletic Conference championship at the collegiate level. And also an update on NASCAR. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Five area wrestlers brought home medals from the 3-2-1A state wrestling tournament over the weekend in Solana for the second straight season. Brogan Monty of Beloit came home with the state title. He won by a fall over Keaton Rottinghouse from Nemaha Central in the final match at 113 pounds to finish the year 36-3 and move his career to 77-3 after a 41-0 finish in the 106 championship last year as a freshman. Again, Brogan Monty the champion at 113. Carson Montgomery of Smith Center also made it to the state championship match at 285 pounds before falling to Corbin Puga of Norton 7-2 to finish in second place. Eli Franklin finished third at 215 for Smith Center. Luke Franklin fourth at 190. Brody Boudreaux of Beloit brought home a fifth place medal at 215 pounds. For a full look at the state tournament results from the area and the tournament as a whole, you can visit ncksports.com. Attention for winter sports now fully shifts to the basketball court. Substate begins tonight for 3A and 2A schools in the area. On KD Country 94 from the Riley County 3A Substate, top seed of Beloit Trojans are opening at home against number 8 seed Minneapolis. Beloit 19-1, ranked number 1 in the state in 3A to start the postseason, according to the KBCA. Minneapolis is 4-16. Trojans went 2-0 against Minneapolis in the regular season, winning 58-21 at Minneapolis, 58-25 at Beloit just 10 days ago. Beloit coach Ryan Eilert on Facing the Lions for the third time.
Both games against them, we've kind of got off to slow starts and want to see us come out, you know, ready to go from the get-go. And defensively, they've got a kid that can really shoot the ball well, and we can't give him any just wide-open looks. He'll be able to knock probably a few down, but we can't make it easy on him, and need to continue to rebound the ball and take care of it.
Beloit hosting Minneapolis at 7 o'clock tonight. Pregame is 6:50 on KD Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com. I'll have the call from Beloit. Other first-round games, 3A Riley County Substate on the boys' side tonight. Number 5, Silver Lake at number 4, St. Mary's. Second seed, Rossville hosting number 7, Riley County. And number 3, Nemaha Central at home against number 6, Marysville. Also tonight, the Smith Center girls open the 2A Oakley Substate with a first-round home game. The Lady Red are the number 2 seed, 15-5, hosting number 7, Hill City, which is 1-18 at 7 o'clock tonight. You can find full brackets for Substate basketball at ncksports.com. One final local note, Beloit native and St. John's grad Brady Pollen claimed his first American Athletic Conference high jump title, highlighting day one of the AAC Indoor Championships in Birmingham on Friday. The junior cleared a season best 2.18 meters or 7'1¾" to claim the first ever AAC Indoor high jump title in Shocker history, the first indoor conference men's high jump title since 2013 in the Missouri Valley. His mark ranks 24th in the nation this year for Paulin, again, the AAC Indoor high jump champion. You can read more at GoShockers.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the ninth-ranked KU men's basketball team dominant in an 86-67 win over Texas Tech at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday, trailing 13-12 at the 12.5-minute mark of the first half. Kansas finished the half 33-12, which included a 12-0 run at one point, leading 45-25 at half. KU never let Texas closer than 13 in the second half in the 19-point win. All five starters in double figures, led by Hunter Dickinson with 20. KJ Adams and Johnny Furfeed scored 16. DeJuan Harris scored 14, and in place of injured Kevin McCuller, Nicholas Timberlake added 13. KU coach Bill Self on that balance.
We played great. First half, we were terrific, and everybody played and contributed. And, you know, without Kevin, obviously our margin of error is even less. But when the ball moves like that and you guard like that to start a game, that's, you know, you're going to be in a pretty favorable position.
Kansas now 21-6 on the season, 9-5 of the Big 12. Texas fell to 17-10 and 6-8. Also Saturday in Manhattan, K-State got out to a 16-4 lead over number 25 BYU, but the Cougars would fight back and tie the game around the midway point of the first half. K-State led most of the game, though, stretching it to as many as 16 points in the second half in an 84-74 win. Arthur Kaluma, a career-high 28 points and added 10 rebounds for the double-double. K-State coach Jerome Tang lauded Kaluma's efforts.
He was really efficient. He took the shots that we wanted him to take. And, I mean, it says 11 shots, but those free throws, right, those were all him being aggressive going downhill. And it doesn't count as a shot, but it counts as points, you know, and that's what we need.
K-State 16-11, 6-8 in the Big 12 with a win. BYU's now 19-8 and 7-7. The Wildcats right back at it at Bramlage Coliseum tonight hosting West Virginia. It's been a tough season for Osborne native Josh Eilert's squad. They're 9-18, 4-10 in the conference after a 71-64 loss at Iowa State Saturday. The Cyclones staying in second place in the conference as number two Houston picked up a huge road win at 11th-ranked Baylor 82-76. In overtime on Saturday to move to 11-3 in the Big 12 atop the conference. In other conference games, number 23 Texas Tech lost 75-61 at UCF. TCU beat Cincinnati 75-57, and Oklahoma won 84-82 in overtime at Oklahoma State. On Sunday, despite holding a 10-point halftime lead, Wichita State suffered a 72-66 loss in overtime at home to Temple in the American Athletic Conference. Xavier Bell had 17 off the bench to lead the Shockers as they fell to 11-17 and 3-12 in the AAC with the loss.
Sanchez, right side, up front for Glenn. First knocked away, saved by the Cats. Sides, deep three at the buzzer. No good! No good! KU wins 58-55.
Kansas women coming away with the win over number 10 K-State in the second Sunflower Showdown of the season Sunday in Lawrence. Each team made a big run early. KU out 17-6 at the start before K-State went on a 22-5 run to lead 28-22 in the second quarter. Kind of back and forth from there. K-State led 49-45 with just over 5 minutes left when KU went on an 11-1 run. K-State's Taryn Sides cut KU's lead to a three with a three with 12 seconds left. And after a turnover, she had another chance to tie the game and just missed as time expired, as you heard moments ago. KU picked up a big resume-building win, moving to 16-11 and 9-7 in the Big 12. Samaya Nichols led the Jayhawks with 22 points. Aoka Lee had a 14-11 for K-State, but shot just 7 of 21 from the floor. Wildcats are now 23-5 and 12-4 in the conference. Full look at the women's schedule from the weekend, visit Big12Sports.com. Finally, in sports and NASCAR, going three wide at the checkered flag, Daniel Suarez won the Ambetter Health 400 in Atlanta by 0.03 of a second over Ryan Blaney to pick up that victory. After two races, Kyle Busch has the early points lead in the NASCAR Cup. The next stop in the NASCAR Cup Series will be Vegas this Sunday afternoon. More at NASCAR.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.